Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Teleflex Incorporated, a global provider of medical technologies designed to improve the health and quality of people's lives. Teleflex is known for its innovative products in areas like vascular access, anesthesia, and urology. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the medical device sector. Let's dive in.
Teleflex has built a strong reputation in the medical device industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and market strategy?
Loss aversion plays a significant role in Teleflex's decision-making, especially regarding product development and market strategy. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial losses, such as focusing on products that have proven demand and reliable performance in the market. While this approach helps protect the company's investments and ensures steady income, it may also limit Teleflex's ability to innovate or take risks on new product lines that could offer higher returns. Status quo biases. Another factor where Teleflex might be inclined to maintain their existing product portfolio and operational strategies, even when market conditions or technological advancements suggest the need for innovation. This can lead to a focus on maintaining the current state rather than embracing new opportunities in the medical device industry.
This focus on minimizing risk and maintaining reliable products has helped Teleflex build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and lower volatility in the medical device sector.
Exactly. Teleflex's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the healthcare sector. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to explore new technologies and expand its product offerings to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in an industry that thrives on innovation.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Teleflex Incorporated. As a global medical device provider, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Teleflex, given their role in developing medical technologies that serve diverse patient populations around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive medical solutions. A diverse workforce can help Teleflex better understand the needs of different patient demographics, leading to more effective and widely applicable products. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like healthcare, where understanding and addressing diverse patient needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Teleflex not only strengthens its ability to create inclusive and effective medical devices, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible healthcare. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Teleflex operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving medical device market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Teleflex's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the medical device sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new technologies and entering new markets. Loss aversion might make Teleflex more cautious about investing heavily in new product lines, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly driven by technological advancements and patient-centric care. Status quo bias might make the company more focused on maintaining their traditional product offerings, but they must also be flexible in adapting to new trends such as the growing demand for minimally invasive procedures and advanced diagnostics.
This adaptability is key for Teleflex, especially as they face competition from both established medical device companies and newer, more innovative tech firms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Teleflex's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established product lines, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing healthcare needs.
Now, let's compare Teleflex Incorporated to other companies in the medical device sector like Medtronic, Boston Scientific, and Becton Dickinson. How do Teleflex's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Teleflex's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the medical device sector, such as Medtronic, Boston Scientific, and Becton Dickinson, particularly in their approach to product innovation, market strategy, and risk management. Teleflex's emphasis on maintaining a reliable product portfolio appeals to investors looking for consistency in the healthcare sector. Medtronic, known for its focus on breakthrough technologies and innovation in areas like cardiovascular devices and diabetes management, appeals to those interested in cutting-edge healthcare solutions. Boston Scientific, with its strong focus on minimally invasive procedures and advanced diagnostics, offers a more dynamic approach to medical technology, while Becton Dickinson's emphasis on safety and infection prevention positions it as a leader in essential healthcare solutions. Teleflex's focus on balancing innovation with reliability provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of staying too focused on their existing product line, as in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Medtronic or Boston Scientific, which have a broader focus on innovative technologies, Teleflex's strength lies in its ability to maintain consistent, reliable product portfolio across various medical fields, which has allowed it to build a strong position in the medical device industry.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Teleflex, the focus on reliability and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the medical device sector.
To sum up, Teleflex Incorporated's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Teleflex's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. I'm gonna go get some more.